Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, June 3rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani, in my hat.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. You know, I couldn't wait to get here today and do this show. I don't know why.
I do.
So much excitement, and it just seems like yesterday, like minutes ago, that it was Monday, Memorial Day, and already it's Friday. It's just time is flying by.
Yeah.
So, folks, we just want you to know we couldn't wait to get here today, and we're glad you're tuning in.
And the reason I am wearing my hat, by the way, is because so many of you seem fascinated by Victor wearing a hat every day. So, to show my solidarity with Victor, I'm wearing my hat today.
There you go. Now, before we get started, we want to thank everyone who's been ordering copies of Michael Collins Piper, The New Jerusalem, also Andre Eggleston's Thieves in the Temple, and we only got a couple of these left, the Wing TV early shows with Lisa and myself. These are shows before we came as polished and professional as we are now, so there's only a couple more left. They'll probably be out by the weekend, so if you want to see this as classic,
being charitable,
yeah, vintage footage, take a look at it. So, okay, to get started, Lisa, I was thinking today, what kind of people do we like the most? And I came up with not only people that are able to see through the smokescreen, that's a given, but people that are honest and people that have courage. And a good example
people that know how to laugh.
Yeah. And a good example of this would be Chris Emery.
Yes.
I mean, the other day, he saw that there was a message board that people were ripping into us. So he went on there and left this lengthy message standing up for us. And he didn't have to do that.
Actually,
whatsoever.
It was yesterday.
Yeah,
he posted
yesterday
a response to the attacks being made on us, against us, by anonymous sources
right
on APFN. And you can see that. I don't know if we're going to have that on our homepage or not.
Yeah, we're going to put Emery's letter right on the homepage so you can read that. And what he did was he stood up in the face of possible adversity, and he told the truth. And that's what we applaud the most.
Right.
And I know we get email from a lot of people that get it. You know, they see through not only the mainstream smokescreen, but also the government smokescreen and the alternative media smokescreen.
Right.
It makes us feel so good.
We just want to thank Michael Langston, Chris Emery, and all the people who've written to us, Rick Stanley, who's come out publicly in support of us because he knows we're telling the truth.
Right.
We want to thank you all for the great emails, the phone calls we get from you all, and the support and the belief in us, because that's all we've always done with you guys is tell you the truth.
And that's what, you know, me and Lisa were talking earlier today about on the internet. It seems like when people come out and they'll make an allegation or whatever, then they'll just kind of slink away, you know, it'll just go away. And people found out with us now that we don't back down, we don't go away. If we believe in something, we stand up and we put our nose to the grindstone. And right now,
well, there's no reason to run away.
Right. We're telling the truth. We're right in what we've been saying over the last few weeks. And we're not going to back down regardless of how much heat is placed on us.
And regardless of how many of you want to marginalize what we're saying, censorship is important, and it's an abrogation of our First Amendment, and we need to look at it and deal with it.
And as you'll see on the Wing TV homepage now, this goes a lot deeper, and we're going to touch upon this, but the name of the article is GCN, an ABC affiliate, and it's just showing how infiltrated and how corrupted this alternative media movement is. But before we get to that, we have to touch upon a few things. Now, yesterday we started off the show, Lisa, saying great news that the Dutch also voted down the EU charter. They don't want anything to do with their constitution.
Good for the Dutch.
So the Dutch did it. Also the French did it. And now Italy is even threatening to withdraw their support of the euro. They might want to go back to their own currency.
Maybe we should get the Europeans to come over here and kick some New World Order elitist ass for us.
Because
they seem to know what to do.
Yeah, but now I noticed that already the retaliation is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, gasoline was at $1.97 a gallon here. Today, it jumped up to $2.09. So in one day, 12 cents had jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And all the reports were saying that there shouldn't be any kind of upage in price. Even there was a report on the radio earlier that says the United States oil reserves are actually higher this month than they were last month. But just in one day, gas jumps 12 cents. And it seems like that the New World Order elite are infuriated now by what's happening over in Europe.
I was reading this morning, European Union officials came out and they're blaming the leadership of the countries that voted no France and the Netherlands for not communicating well enough with the people to be able to convince them why this is in their all their best interest in the long run.
Yeah, of course.
Better come up with a really good fairy tale for that one.
And the thought I had about all this was it seems like the gates of hell are going to start opening now. You know how you've seen them horror movies when this gate opens or whatever and all the evils of the world fly out of it? It seems like they're so irate, so infuriated by what's happening and seeing their plans go down a drain that they're retaliating now by this, like, boom, knock them 12 cents a gallon in one day, and who knows what's going to happen
after
that.
The British are talking about scrapping their referendum for 2006, so let's just keep it going.
Exactly. You know, we applaud the Europeans. Now, Bilderberg 2005, we've been talking a lot about that. Mm-hmm. Well, Virginia Governor Mark Warner has actually been asked now by various press outlets why he attended this meeting, what took place there, and why he didn't disclose that he was going on a foreign trip. He was questioned by the Richmond Times Dispatch, the Virginian Pilot, also the Lynchburg News, and the Associated Press.
And did he respond?
Well, what he said was he couldn't disclose what happened. There was some kind of mix-up why he couldn't report this and blah, blah, blah. So what he did was stonewall. But what he's showing, or what this is showing, is that the more we keep the heat on these people and disclose what they're doing behind the scenes, the more they have to answer for it. And regrettably, none of these publications pushed him on it. But
hey, they made the attempt, so we congratulate you for making the attempt. Now, next time, push them.
Push them harder, yeah. Now, I was showing this headline. This is in our local paper today to Lisa earlier on today. And it says, terror panel to launch hearings. They're talking about the 9/11 whitewash
committee. Now, don't get too excited.
Yeah, don't get it. I mean, I read that, and then I read September 11 commission to revisit unfinished business. And I'm like, they're going to do it. They're going to go into the control demolition. They'll talk about the information and 9/11 on trial. Then,
what's that song? Dream on.
Yeah, dream on, exactly. So then I read down the first paragraph, and here's what the whitewash committee is going to look into. They're going to improve intelligence. I don't know whose intelligence. Certainly not their own. They want to protect the borders. Well, I think we have the Minuteman doing that.
Hello.
They want to secure loose nuclear materials, and they want to spend more wisely on homeland security.
Why don't they secure the loose nuclear materials in Iraq?
Yeah, it's called depleted uranium.
Yeah.
So what it ends up being is, once again, they're promoting this negligence and incompetence angle, and all that can do is just...
Why don't they take up some basket weaving while they're at it?
I mean, like, why even reconvene it? Because it's a waste of time. Okay. Now we got the Democrats. Howard Dean is their new chairman. And what they want to do for the next presidential election in 2008 is they want to actually declare that day a holiday so that everybody, so then nobody has an excuse that
not
they can't
vote.
Right.
Except for the fact that the elections are rigged.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, instead of making this a holiday, why don't the Democrats actually come up with some good candidates other than like Al Gore, John Kerry, Michael Dukakis, Hillary Clinton?
They have all that time from now till then. Why don't they come up with a plan?
Yeah, that would help too. Now, this is something that should be of interest to you, Lisa. Next month in Philadelphia, Larkin Rose is going on trial with his battle against the IRS. And I want to hopefully make it down there for one day of the trial. It's only about 3.5 hours from here. And if anybody can whoop the government, the IRS, it's Larkin
Rose.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
And we're going to try to contact him, hopefully get him on the show. But we applaud him, congratulate him for his efforts, and hopefully he'll be the one to take him down.
And we want to go and show our support for Larkin Rose for all he's doing for all of us.
Exactly. Now, I also heard today that Napoleon Bonaparte, everyone all through history had said that he died from cancer. Well, there's new information coming out. He was actually poisoned to death because the French...
He was
suicided. Yeah, exactly. Because the French and the English both were so horrified that he was going to make a comeback and start another war that they ended up killing him. So those are just some of the news updates, things going on in the world. And now we're going to jump into this article. This GCN is an ABC affiliate. Before we do, though, it's real easy for us. We could come out like so many other hosts and just read articles.
Right.
That's what they do for 3 hours on their show. They have a whole stack of articles and they just read and read. And not only do we find it boring to listen to, we find it boring to do. So what we want to do here is give you more of a philosophy and more behind-the-scenes look at what's going on.
And we do urge you to read this article closely.
Very closely.
Because you can do that better than we can do it for you on this show.
And one thing I've been saying for years, even years before I met Lisa, was that one of the best things a person can do in life is admit when they're wrong. Because what happens then is they can go to the next level. It'd be like someone that thought all their life that the earth was flat. If they admit they're wrong and they admit that the earth is round, they've actually jumped to the next level of awareness, right?
We have to admit we're wrong about 100 times a day.
Yeah, and see, if we come out on this show, like if I found out that peak oil actually is a real entity, that this is, we would come out the next day and admit it on air that we're wrong. And we expect the same, though, from everybody out there, because the information that's in this article that we're going to go over now is heavy duty. This is showing how much the alternative media has been infiltrated. So we came up with 10 examples, and Lisa's going to start going over them, and we're going to make a few comments.
Okay, the first is Art Bell and George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM radio show, which is syndicated by Clear Channel,
right,
one of the ultimate propaganda devils around today.
Yeah. So now, how many? I'm sure a lot of people knew that, right, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Art Bell and George Norrie owned, their show was owned by Clear Channel.
And if you don't believe it, they have a disclaimer right on the website.
Yeah, that says that this is a Clear Channel station. And now, considering that who owns them, do you think it's any wonder that Art Bell had Benjamin Chertoff on their show?
Right. It turns out Art Bell's show is one of the most damaging shows around
ever
when it comes to 9/11 truth. And
yeah,
the Ben Chertoff show is a classic prime example of why it's so damaging, because the guy totally debunked, very unsuccessfully, I might add,
right,
9/11 information and didn't even answer questions that he should have known the answer to.
Now, here's a good point, is that after Ben Chertoff appeared with Art Bell, people were screaming bloody murder,
right,
that Art Bell would facilitate this kind of a ruse. Everyone was screaming bloody murder except one person.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't say one word against Art Bell. And actually, when people would call into his shows,
chastise the listeners.
Yeah, he would chastise the listeners for criticizing Art Bell. Why would he stick up for Art Bell when everyone else was ready to hang him from the nearest lamppost?
Hmm.
Number two.
Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, we call it Disinformation Now!.
Yeah.
She's received enormous donations from corporations and the Ford Foundation.
Think tanks.
Right. And intelligence forces.
Right. And how much did she receive from the Ford Foundation?
$150,000.
That's one lump sum of money from the Ford Foundation. Now, she got $150,000. I think the year before she also got like $20,000. Now, we have to ask ourselves, did Amy Goodman do anything to expose the truth about 9/11?
No, and people begged her to do so.
Lisa,
and if you want to, yeah, and forget how many times I tried to go, 17, 18 times.
Exactly.
If you want to see the link to the CIA, go to leftgatekeepers.com,
right,
and you can see how cozy Amy is with all these foundations, think tanks, and intelligence forces.
Right. There's Democracy Now! In the middle, right beside a Pacifica Radio, and all these tentacles going out to all these other groups that Lisa just mentioned.
Mike Rupert, our old buddy, the mouthpiece for Big Oil.
Yeah. He's the one that first of all came out the day after 9/11. One day after, and said there was no possibility that this was a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. He said, if you want to pursue that, you're going in the wrong direction. Now, this is one day after. And ever since then, for years, he directed and just deflected attention away and distracted people. Well, finally, late last year, after we put the heat on him very heavy, he finally retired from the 9/11 game. And right now, he's just being a point man for Big Oil, pushing this peak oil scam.
All right, GCN, being an affiliate of ABC, they're running even the same commercials on their mainstream, the mainstream is running on their alternative website.
Yeah, so let's slow down a second here now and think about this. GCN, Genesis Communication Network, they would be what's called an alternative news outlet, wouldn't you think? But recently, they just affiliated with ABC. ABC is, of course, owned by Disney, one of the biggest corporate conglomerates there is. And now GCN is giving money to ABC to be their affiliate. Plus, they're running news from what network?
USA Radio.
The USA Radio Network, which has these links to the Armed Forces Radio Network. And it goes on. And we have to ask ourselves, do we want our media sources giving money to places like
ABC?
So
essentially, GCN is feeding the beast. And when you pay GCN, you're indirectly feeding the beast.
Yeah. Now, worse, the owner, the president of GCN, is named Ted Anderson. And I had a recent phone conversation with a woman named Nancy Kernke, who's the wife of Mark Kernke, who's up in prison now. He was from the Michigan militia. She met with Anderson, and Anderson told her that his ultimate goal for GCN, now get this, folks, is to make it a mainstream network. Now, do you think affiliating with ABC has anything to do with furthering his goals? Also, do you think that has anything to do with why Rents and Jones won't even mention or discuss this book? Do you think it has any... Don't you think it's kind of fishy, kind of coincidental?
Yeah, before you start with that argument, you're just sour grapes because he won't have you on a show. They're not dissing us when they won't talk about the information in this book. They are disrespecting 48 other sources of solid information. And whether they like us or not, they could at least tell the public this information's out there.
Yeah, these are the best researchers in the world.
Yeah.
And they've completely just put a clamp on it. They've X'd it out from the radar. There's no mention of it. And if we want to crack this case, I mean, isn't the main goal of everything, especially with 9/11 researchers, to crack this case? And here it is. They put a gag order. Jones and Rents put a gag order.
Right.
And anybody that can condone what they're doing has to be out of their minds.
You've just accepted the New World Order.
Right, exactly.
Okay, 911truth.org.
Oh,
our old buddies over there. Gatekeepers, disinformation artists, obfuscators.
Name some of the names there, some of the main culprits.
Nicholas Levis, David Kubiak, and of course, our old friend Kyle Hentz, king of the gatekeepers.
What did Kyle tell me after he appeared on the TV?
Well, I was standing here.
Yeah.
He said that the people are not ready to hear the truth about 9/11.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, Kyle, why aren't you giving people this real information instead of this lie-hop fluff? And he told me clear as day, and he's still irate that we repeat this.
Right.
But he says, because the people in America aren't ready for the truth. What an ass. What an arrogant ass. And who made him the one who determines what you are ready for?
I don't want him determining anything for me.
Exactly.
Air America.
Sheesh,
totally worthless partisan claptrap.
Yeah. Lisa spoke with these people quite a few times, too, didn't
Gabrielle Zuckerman, she's a producer for the Al Franken show. She compared 9/11 research to live Elvis sightings. This is how important it is to them.
Yeah, real nice, huh?
It's pathetic. The John Birch Society.
Yeah. Now, see, the American Free Press, I was just reading their latest edition, and they're taking some heat from people because they're being critical of the John Birch Society and their publication, The New American, for running this anti-debunking 9/11 article that closely resembled Popular Mechanics. But one of the letter writers into the American Free Press says, good for you, we have to weed these kind of people out. And it made me think of us, because we're taking heat, but if none of us are going to stand up, then they're going to steamroll right over us every single time.
Right, remember, silence is construed as consent.
Yep.
For those of you who care. Now.
Okay.
Let's roll 911.org. And our old friend Phil Jahan.
Yeah. Now, this is one of the biggest censorship sites out there. And we could go into tons and tons of this. But we want to tell you, Phil, of course, is a guy that was the architect of the pod theory, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to tell you a few little incidents of what goes on in Phil Jahan's mind. Tell him the first one, Lisa.
Okay, which one are you talking
about? He called us on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And
He said he knows where the 9/11 planes are. And what he wanted to do was call up Ellen Mariani, you know, the 9/11 widow, and get her to give him money so he could dredge the Atlantic Ocean for these planes. Now, mind you, Ellen Mariani did not accept the government blood money.
Right.
She wants the truth. Well, it's even after the fact, because now even if she wanted it, she wouldn't be able to get it.
The deadline
has passed. He wanted to call her after the deadline and propose to her this... to give him $1 million to
now
go dredge the
this.
Atlantic Ocean.
Think about this. He calls us up one day, and he's real serious. He's
do
like,
you know how big the Atlantic Ocean is?
He calls us up, and he says, real serious, he says, I know where the four planes are.
Do you know how deep the Atlantic Ocean is?
And we're like, what planes, Phil? And he says, the four planes from 9/11. I know where they are. And we're like, where are they, Phil? They're in the Atlantic Ocean. I know where they are. He says, I'm going to go find them. I said, well, how are you going to find them? He says, well, I'm going to get $1 million from Ellen Mariani. Can you imagine this phone call? Yeah, this is Mrs. Mariani. This is Phil Jahan. Can I have $1 million?
But we don't want to, like, assess somebody's perceptions based on one incident.
Right.
So that brings me to incident number two.
Okay.
Where he told me that a dead Mossad agent was hacking into his computer.
Yeah. Now, this, what's his name? What? Down there, Daniel Levin, okay? Now, this was supposedly a Mossad agent that was killed on one of the airliners on 9/11. But, according to Phil Jahan...
Well, then, shouldn't he be at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean with the four planes?
Right. But according to Jahan, this Mossad agent is still alive.
Right, and he's attacking him through his computer.
Yeah, he's hacking into his computer and trying to bring it down. And then, this last one just happened a few weeks ago, right before he was going to guest host on a show on GCN. We won't mention any names.
Right.
But he calls us up, tell us...
It was shortly before he was supposed to actually do the show, and he's telling us that he's having direct conversations with God, visions from God, and he's supposed to expose this nationwide pedophile ring.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but it's been exposed for years. John DeCamp wrote an excellent book about it, Ted Gunderson's been talking about it for years and years, and I think John DeCamp and Ted Gunderson have been on every show imaginable talking about it, but this Jahan fellow got to interview him maybe last.
But Jahan, he's telling us this, that God's communicating directly with him, and that he was acting as like this was the first time anyone had ever heard this information ever.
Like, we'd never heard of it. I'm like, Phil, where have you been?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
What's the last one?
What is this? Okay. He did put a post on his forum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, read that one. Okay. That's funny.
He wants everybody to know this. This is the effect I was seeking after. I come out, be an asshole, and piss off those who oppose me and make them speak up. That way, I can then swing my sickle and harvest the wheat from the chaff and ban those who don't contribute anything to the forum. He's talking about money. Money to his forum. Crude but effective. I don't need everyone to like me or agree with me, as I have enough friends already. And if some no-name anonymous person doesn't like it, oh well. I have had it up to here with being criticized.
Yeah. Now, see, Jahan has deleted more threads on his forum and banned more people. It's like, basically, if someone says anything that he doesn't agree with, they're banned. And their post
pretty
is
soon
censored.
He's going to be the only one in his forum.
Yeah. And there's a lot of belly aching going on because people were telling him, like, Phil, instead of begging for money from all your people, why don't you go out and get a job? And that just sends him into a fury. So it's hilarious. And remember, this is the guy that came up with the pod theory. This is
and
guy
then he wonders why he doesn't get more public support for his theories, because half the time he's not making any sense.
Yeah, he wants to scour the ocean, dead Mossad agents are hacking his computer, and
he wants to hit up a 9/11 widow for $1 million.
Yeah, and God's speaking directly to him. So.
Okay, now, partisan left-right sites that not only refuse to even remotely touch the 9/11 issue, in fact, they act as if it never even occurred.
Yeah, these are like Counterpunch, TruthOut.org, Newsmax, worthless sites.
Okay, network company men like Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz, who've done more to spread a culture of fear in the patriot community than anyone else.
Yeah, and this is what we concluded the article on, and it's so gratifying to know that people are seeing through. When we first started bringing this information out, people were very unwilling to accept it. But as more and more information comes out, tons and tons of people are saying, my God, we are seeing through
it. There's one sentence here that they should listen to.
Okay.
This is what we've come up with. We think this is accurate. Nearly the entire alternative media has been corrupted, tainted, bought off, or used as a form of containment to quell the truth. Think about that.
Yeah, exactly. And if the truth matters to you about an alternative media, we better start acting like it. Because if we're not going to say something about it, it really didn't mean too much to us in the first place.
That we didn't really believe in it in the first place.
Yeah, we didn't believe it in the first place. And there's so much information. You know the emails we've been getting lately, Lisa, about Alex Jones, and somebody sent us a clip from a show yesterday that they're saying either that there's something very, very wrong with Alex, something very fishy about him. The second thing they're saying is that he's increasingly sounding like Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, the more we listen to
him, he sounds like he's unraveling.
Yeah, and the third is like, it sounds like he's going crazy. Like he's just losing his marbles. And we might even start a contest here.
He was actually yelling at somebody on his show yesterday. And admittedly, the guy was ignorant. He didn't know anything. And he was challenging Alex, and he was perfectly calm and rational. Yeah. Alex was just flipping out.
Like he should have been in a mental asylum or something.
That's the way to prove your point, Alex.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to start a contest where, you know, we'll give someone some free books or whatever. Whoever picks the day where Alex Jones finally goes insane and they have to cart him off to the asylum. You know, I mean, this is what the guy sounds
not
like.
Not about the loudest one wins, Alex.
Yeah.
You know, to convince people of 9/11 truth, you have to sound like you're not.
Yeah. Plus, it's like almost every show he comes out and says, my ego isn't as big as it used to be. How many people even talk about how big their ego is, especially in a public forum?
On numerous shows.
My God. He appeared on Rentz's show one day and was talking about how little his ego
Folks,
is now.
Check out the article.
It's great.
Check out the information in there. We're not giving you anything that you can't find out yourself.
Hyperlinks all through the article so you can verify every point. And if you're comfortable with this massive infiltration into the alternative media, then I think you're at the wrong place.
If you're going to pay GCN to pay ABC, you might as well just watch your regular TV.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
Skip the middleman.
Yeah, send it straight to Disney and cut out the middleman. So, folks, we're so glad you're here today. Have a good weekend. Hope it's enjoyable.
Mm.
We'll be back on Monday.
Right.
Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.
See you then.